Okay, today's daf is Gittin, daf Yud Zayin. As we continue here in the seventh parak, issues of Befoni Nechtam, Befoni Nechtam, and we are on Tez Zayin and Mabez. We're in the sugyas of whether two people who bring the get have to say Befoni Nechtam or Befoni Nechtam. And we've discussed this a number of times already, back on Daf Beis. We said maybe this was one of the nafkaminas between Rabbah and Rava, one of the three nafkaminas brought there. We have this back on Daf Hey, which will come up again, Abed Hashem, in a couple of lines, whether the two Eidim would have a migu of, well, they could just say she was divorced. And here we have two versions of Rabbi Yochanan, as we'll have on the next Amud as well, what the halacha is. So related to that, we have a story. Rabba, about six lines up from the bottom, seven lines up. Rabba Bar Chana Cholash. Rabba Bar Chana got sick. Ola Gabe, Rabbi Yehuda V'Rabba, L'Shiyule Bay. And Rabbi Yehuda and Rabba came to see how he was doing. And they asked him, Bo Mine, they asked him. They didn't just say, how are you? And they didn't just say, nice to see you. They asked him, Mashaila, Shnaim Sheviu get me Medina Sayam, Srichin Shayomer Bafanino Nechta Bafano Nechta Bain Srichin. Right, the two people have to say it. So they asked him this, and as I just mentioned, the Ben Yehoyada points out, what do I have to know that detail for that he was sick and they came to visit him? After all, every line in Shas teaches us something, so what do we need to know that for? To teach us exactly that point, that they were always involved in Torah, no matter what the situation. Hutzrach Lafarish Misader HaTalmud, Sheniklusu Lavakro, says the Ben Ishchai, Lolamed Chashivchan, Afalpi Sheniklusu Lavakar, Achola, Lohayu Medabrim Elabedivre Torah. His focus was always Torah. V'gam hu. And even though, not only the questioners, but the answer, as we'll see what his answer was in a minute, as Hashem, V'gam hu, Afalpi Shayachola, Shom Libo Lashivka Halacha. He gave the answer. V'nireh ki min hashamayim niskalgal l'shilazu bosasha. And it was min hashamayim that this was the shiloh that was asked, because it's going to lead to a kal v'chomer, and then he quotes from a b'nei Yisaschar. He quotes, Mishmei amiras kal v'chomer misulga l'refua. Saying over kal v'chomer is a special school for refua. Why? Because what was one of the earliest and the shortest tefillah on record? Kel na refanala by Moshe Rabbeinu, and we know there one of the kal v'chomers in the Torah. Right? How long does Miriam have to sit? 7 days, 14 days. If her father embarrassed her, right? Kal v'Rashi quotes the kal v'chomer there. So you see, there's a special school of a kal v'chomer for refua, and that's why dafka. This was the question that was asked. Ben Yehoyada. So, continues the Gemara. So the question was, two people who bring the get, do they have to say Befani Nechtam, Befani Nechtam? And the answer is, Omer Lahem, Ein Srichem. They don't. Why? Ma Ilu Yomer Befaneinu Girsha, Milo Mehemni, as we said, from the Migu, right? If they would have said, we saw her get divorced, they would be believed. So they were also believed to say that we saw part of the process, and this is how it occurred. Adahachi, meanwhile, Asa, while they were talking, Asa Hahu Chavra, Shakla Lasharga Mikamayu. All of a sudden, a Chavra, Rashi says Parsoi. Others say it was a related nation to the Persians, came and took the candle and put the candle out. Why? Why they do that? So Rashi explains, Shakla Lasharga Sheyeshla Parsoim Yom Eid. The Persians have a certain holiday, Shein Madlikin Or Baoso Hayom, Ela Bebes Avodazara Shalahem. They only worshipped they weren't allowed to have any fire except in their houses of worship. Why? Rabbi Yaakov Emden in the back said it must be because they worshipped fire. Must be they were over the Ha'esh. We know many throughout history, they worshipped the sun, they worshipped fire. So that's why they said no fire except in our base of Avodah Zarah. So this Rashi quotes this idea of Shakla Sharga, but where do many know this from? They know this from the Chanukah Gemara. The Chanukah Gemara, on the where the Gemara says in Shabbos Chaf Aleph, that we're supposed to light outside, opposite the mezuzah, and the Gemara says, Ner Chanukah mitzvah lanichal pesach beso mi bachutz, mayadar ba'aliya maniach b'chalon asmuchlo shazarabim, u'bishas ha'sakana manicha al shulchana v'dayo. As the Gemara says, B'shas Sakana, you put it on your table inside, and that's enough. And the big discussion in the postkim, what about Bisman Hazeb? Is there still a Sakana? And if there is not, so why do many, especially in Chutz La'aretz, continue to light inside? But what's the Sakana there? So, Rashi, right there at Shabbos, Shahaya Lohem Leparsiyim Chok B'yom Edom, Shalivaru Ner Ela B'beis Avadazar Shalohem, Kidam Rinan Begitin Yud Zayinim Amad Aleph. Right, so our Gemara becomes famous Chanukah time. Right, that's the Gemara right here. So they used to not allow any other light into any other fire being lit, because that would be a pchisus in the covet of the god of fire, if Jews are using it and not serving it. So therefore, this chaver came and put out the fire. Amar Rachmana, so at that time, Rabbi Bar Bachana says to the others, O betulach, O betulah, devar Esav. I'd rather be in your shade, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right, betulach, please put me in your shadow, in your shade, O betulah devar Esav, or the Romans. At that time, as we'll see, the Persians were worse than the Romans. So it's basically a tefillah, give us the lesser of the enemies, right? O betulah devar Esav. Says the Gemara, Lameimra de Aromai, this should be Romai, or the Rabbi Yaakov Eder in the back says maybe it should be Edomai, like switch the Resh and the Dalet, but either way, switching to the Romans, right? Mali mi Parsoi, were they better? I mean, they were both pretty bad to us, but Vahatani, Rabbi Chia, Mai Dechsiv Elokim Haven Darka Vahu Yada Es Mekoma. What does that pasuk mean in Eov? Yodea HaKadosh Baruch Hu BiYisrael, Shein Yecholon Lekabo Gzeres Edomiim. Kodesh Baruch Hu knows that we can't accept the Xeris. Amad Vehiklos on the Bavel. Right? So he was sent us into Bavel, which was better. So you see the Babylon, that Bavel was better than the Edomites. Answer, Lokasha Makabi Denesi Chavre Labavel, Halabasa de Asu Chavre Labavel. When this nation, the Chavrem, came to Bavel, that made it worse. Before they came there, it was better, and then they made it worse. Rashi, the other Rishonim, try to go through exactly when was the exact history. The earlier time was in the time of Nebuchadnezzar and Evel-Merodach. Right? Ironically, he was terrible, obviously, Nebuchadnezzar, but originally, right after the Churban, when we first went to Bavel, then it was okay in terms of our allowing to be practice our Judaism there. But later on, as Persia took over, as we know from the end of the 70 years, the story of Purim, right, and then it obviously got worse. Labasa dasu chavri labavel. Right, we know that Chazal talk about the four Gullios that we were in and are still in as a prelude to our eventual geula. Mitzrayim was different. That was the source of all Gullios. That was forecast in the Bris Bein Abasarim, and that was root. That's not counted as one of the four Gullios. That's Mitzrayim. That's the root of the model, the Maisa Avo Simon Labanim, so to speak, in the negative way of all Gullios. But then we have the four Gullios. We have the Gullios of Bavel, which happened first. They destroyed the first base of Mikdash with Nebuchadnezzar and Nebuzradon. And then, towards the end of the 70 years, the Persians took over. And we have the story of Purim. And that's what's mentioned in this Gemara. And then it got pretty bad with Haman, Vechulu, and then Achashverosh's miscalculation, as the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah discusses how he miscalculated the end of the 70 years. Everybody knew there was a Masorah, that after 70 years it was going to come back. That was the Persians, but then eventually they allowed Am Yisrael to build Bayis Sheni with Ezra and Nehemiah. And then during Bayis Sheni, Yavon took over, as we know, Greek culture, and the Chanukah story during Bayis Sheni, and finally, when Edom started ruling the world, and Rome took over the world, the Holy Roman Empire, was ruled the world for 500 years or so, and they destroyed, of course, Bayis Sheni, with Vespasian and Titus playing the major roles, as is described, Ve'eduz Hashem, in Maseches Gittin, and about in the Nuns, Nun Vav, Nun Zayin, Nun Ches, we'll get to all the amazing stories of the tragically amazing stories of the Churban, Kamsa and Bar Kamsa, and Vespasian. All of that is coming up, Ezra Shem, in the fifth parak. These are all the Gullios, but at least at a certain stage, the Gemara assumes that Bavel was better than Persia, and that's why Rabbi Chana said this tefillah during this time. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, Echad Omar Befani Nechtav, Vishnaim Omri Befaninu Nechtam Kasher. So we're continuing back to the cases of the Mishnah where it wasn't perfectly fulfilled, the takana of the Chachamim. One said Befani Nechtav, two said Befani Nechtam, but that works, right? That was the only case towards the end of the Mishnah, that was the last line of the Mishnah, that was Kasher. So we'll see what the difference is. But first, Amar Rabbi Ami, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Lo Shanu Ela Shaget Yotzei Mitachas Yad Eid Ksiva. When do we say it works? If two people say Befani Nechtam, and one says Befani Nechtav, if the one who says Befani Nechtav is the aid that's bringing the get, because then he has the power of two, as we know that's the din of Mishumi Guna Kila Berbani. You could count that one aid as two, and you have two mamish aidim on the chasima, so it's fine. Denasu kishnayim alzeh ukishnayim alzeh. You have two on the ksiva, two on the chasima, and it works out. right, without getting into the trouble, as we brought up in the past days, of trying to mix and match two things that that are not comparable. But that's what the Rabbi Yochanan says here. Avamitachas yidei eide chasima pasul. But if it's the two eide chasima that were the ones that were appointed, there happens to be an eide ksiva separately. But he wasn't appointed to be the shliach of that pasul. Why? Because now you don't have anything on the ksiva. You have one on the ksiva. That's not good enough because he's not the shliach. He's not included in the special takana derabanan. So alma ksavar. It must be that according to this version of Rabbi Yochanan, he holds shnayim sheviu get mi medinas hayam tsrichin sheyomru b'fayninu nechtam b'fayninu nechtam. They have to say it, and if not, so then the get is pasul. Amar le Rabbi Asi elameata. Rabbi Asi says, what about the first part of the Mishnah then? Reisha diktani shnayim omru b'fayninu nechtav ve'echad omru b'fayninu nechtam pasul. Right, the opposite case where you have two on the ksiva and only one of the chasim pasul. Rabbi Yehuda machshir v'afilu get yotzei mitachas yidei shneihem pasli rabbanan. Do the rabbis, do the rabbanon pasul, even if they're both holding the get? Yotzei shneihem, and you have one on the ksiva, and two on the ksiva, one on the chasima. So amar le'in, yes, because gezeira atu, you might get mixed up with other shtaros. It looks very similar to kiyum shtaros because there's only one on the chasima. That's one version of Rabbi Yochanan. Zimnin Ashkechei, the Yasev Akamar. And other times, Rabbi Ami found Rabbi Yochanan saying the opposite. Zimnin Ashkechei, the Yasev Akamar. Tafilu get Yotzi Bidacha de Edi Chasima Kasher. Right? Even if the get is brought by the Edi Chasima, it is Kasher, even though you only have one on the Ksiva. Al Maksavar, he must hold the opposite. Shnaim Sheviu get Medidas Hayam. Ain't Sriyachat Shem Fanin Nachta Fanin Nachtam. Must be also you don't need it, and that's why you don't have to on the ksiva, but that's okay. Omer le Rabbi Asi, elamiat the Reisha. So what about the Reisha now? Diktani, shnayim omer b'faneinu nechta, v'echad omer b'faneinu nechtam, pasul Rabbi Yehuda Machshir, taima de'ena get yotzi midachas de'ishneim. The problem is because the get is not being brought by both of them. Ha get yotzi midachas de'ishneim, machshir Rabbanan. Were the Rabbanan machshir there? So Omer le'in says, yes, I think the Rabbanan would machshir. So Rabbi Ami heard two different shiurim from Rabbi Yochanan. It's not that you have a machlokas about two people, what the Rebbe said. Here you have the same person, her two different shiurim, and he said the opposite. So v'hazim ne lo amet lan hachi. But you paskin differently last time you gave shiur about this. So Amar le Rabbi Yochanan says, you're right. Yaseid hi shalo tamot. Right, this is the peg and it shouldn't move. Meaning, this is the right one. I went through the sugya again, and I've come to a different conclusion. Right, yazi yivatsibo, right, that takes a, right, Rashi says, lashon achron ze emes. Right, that takes a certain type of intellectual honesty to change a psak. Somebody goes through the halachic discussion one time and then comes to a different solution. Usually, it is human nature for us to defend what we already believe in and what we've already been known as. But it takes a Rabbi Yochanan, takes someone great to be able to come to the opposite psak and say, no, this is what I think is correct right now, because it's all about the MS. It's not about me. Right, we like to quote the idea of Rav Kook on the Gemara in Brachas in Ein Aya, where he writes in the Gemara in Brachas Chav Zaynish that the story about Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yoshua, and he made Rabbi Yoshua stand up in the shir, and they were going to have a vote on whether Tfilas Arvus Rishus Tfilas Arvus Chova. So they say, let's wait for the Beis Medrash to fill up, and then we'll have a vote. But what do they say for the Beis Medrash to fill up? The language given is, wait for the Bali Treisen to come in and fill up. The Bali Treisen are the shield bearers. Why? Because Melchata Shel Torah. So the Melchata of Torah, so we have to wait for that to come in. So the question Rav Kook asks is, so why is it described as shields? What about the sword bearers? How about the spear bearers? Why Dafka shields? The Bali Treisen? So Rav Kook explains, no, because the point in a Machlokas in Torah is not to attack the other person. It's not to attack. It's to try to focus on my shita as long as I think it's MS. It's defending it. But it's all about getting to the MS. It's not just attacking the other person. And if at some point I change my mind, then I'll do that. But it's not going to be attack. It's not about attacking the other person. That's why it's called the Bali Trace. And we wait for them to come. Right, and that's obviously what the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos. Kol machlokas shi l'shem shamayim. Sofa lehiskayim, right? The example given is Hillel and Shammai, because that's a machlokas that's going to last because they're not out to attack the other person. What's the machlokas l'shem shamayim? Korach v'adaso, because they're not so interested in defending their own, they're interested in attacking, right? And that's why Rabbi Yochanan here was able to change his to change his shita. Sometimes we have mentioned interesting stories about events that cause people to try to rethink their psakim. Not just, I'm going to research it again. The story of the Chassam Sofer, that one time he paskined that 6 hours could be substituted with a Sheinas Keva. Right, even though the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah both say lechatchila to wait 6 hours, but if you sleep a sheinas keva, so then it substitutes. Right, so what's if somebody goes to sleep late? They had a late night barbecue. They wake up early in the morning and they wanted to have a cup of coffee. Right, so that's okay. That's what he paskin. So the story goes that the next day he woke up. He had this. He had a late siyum. Let's say I don't think the Chassam Sofer was having stam barbecues, but he had a late night. And he didn't sleep 6 hours. He woke up, he poured himself a hot cup of coffee, he was about to drink it, and he spilled it all over himself, and he burned himself. And he took it as a simim min hashamayim to, two verses of the story, to change his psak, but the way that's maybe easier to olal adas is that he took it as a simim to re-research the sugya. And he re-researched the sugya, and he came to the opposite psak, that digestion, even though it changes during the sleep, you don't change the psak. So he re-researched it. But we don't, chas v'shalom, say he took it as a simon to change his psak, that automatically, we don't, we're at lo b'shamayim, right? We don't take simanim to change psakim, but he might have taken it as a simon to re-research the sugya, what occurred. And maybe that's the gra also, even though the gra's version is more of just as a simon stam, right? The gra and Rav Nassim Adler, both of them tried to create birchas kohanim in galus, and the Gra twice, something happened the night before, the Torah is a fire, something, and they took it as a simon. So there, I don't think it's that he re-researched. He tried, and he saw that this is not meant to be. So he just stopped. There, it wasn't changing the halacha, but it was just that he realized that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not want Ashkenazim to be duchening Berchas Kohanim in Galus for the reason that HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows. Okay, either way, that's example of Rabbi Yochanan changes psak, elu ve'elu. But remember, the Gemara quotes the earlier psak also. Because the Gemara is not just interested in the maskana, elu ve'elu, debi lukim chayim. Rabbi Yochanan's havamina, already originally thought, is also important. It also has validity, and also makes it into shas. Because it's also an important shita to study and to focus on. Or Rabbi Yochanan originally thought. Either way, Rabbi Yochanan himself changed the shita that if two people come, then they do not have to say b'vanei nechta, b'vanei nechta. Okay, next Mishnah. Nechta v'yom, nechta v'yom. This is the Mishnah about Zman. What happens if the get is written during the day and signed that day? Same day, so that's fine. Nech by Laila v'nechtam by Laila, or is written at night and signed at night. Balaila v'nechtam by Yom Kasher. Or if it's written at night and signed by day, Kasher, that's all the same halachic day, and therefore that is not a problem. The Ritva says the Chiddush might be that even though there were many hours in between the Ksiva and the Chasima, what if the get started to be written at 9 o'clock one night and it wasn't signed until 4:30 the next afternoon? So we'll see the reasons why you need a date in the get, but it could be that those reasons were violated, even though it's the same halachic day, says the Ritva, you don't have to worry about that. Ein lo davar sof. Right, there's no hours written in the get, so ein lo davar sof. So once it's the same halachic day, so then that is all that we have to require, and more than that, we're not choshesh. V'yashmina masnisan says the Ritva, again, this is the Rabbeinu Kreskis Ritva, right, in the Mosad Rav Kook, it's the second one. V'yashmina masnisan, the avagav denechtev bayom baboker, o balayla, v'lo nechtem adlamachar, lifnei halayla, kasher. And even though there's a chashash that something happened in between, we don't worry about it. V'lo katzlinan le, deciding the fashas lahakel, you're not sure when this nus took place, we're not going to kill. V'lo tesmi de kol achshashos, ilo hayalem latakin lichtov shos. Right, you would have thought that you have to write the exact hour. Kamash malan, masisan de lachashali rabbanan lahafi. Rabbanan weren't choshesh for this, and therefore we don't have to be worried about it as either. So if it's the same halachic day, written and signed, so then the get is kasher. But what about mukdam? Bayom v'nechtam b'layva pasol. The Tanakhama holds that the get is written one day and signed on the next day, that is pasol. Shtar mukdam by get, if the get is written and then signed, that is pasol. Rabbi Shimon machshir. And Rabbi Shimon says kasher. Right? Why? We'll see more about the Shem on tomorrow's daf. Shaya Rabbi Shimon Omer, kol ha'gitin she'nechtivu bayom v'nechtamu b'layva psulin chutz migidin Hashem. Rabbi Shimon says, by all other shtaros, by financial shtaros, muktim is possible. Why? Because one is going to be able to collect from lekuchos shelo kedin. We know that the second that a shtar is written, let's say a shtar chov, I owe you money from today, then all of my money, all of my property is meshuba to you, and if I can't pay you back eventually, you could go, and you have a lien on all of my property that I sold from today. But if it wasn't given till tomorrow, then you're collecting one day too soon. So that's what Rashi says, because of all other shtaros are luguvaina to collect, so that would be inappropriate, that's where the get is possible. Shtar me'uchar is okay, because then you're being mochel on some, but shtar muktam here would be, I'm sorry, I don't want to get to Shtar Me'uchar yet, we'll talk about it in the future. But at least Shtar Muktam here, if it was written too early, so that would be puzzle. Rabbi Shimon is not worried about that by Gitei Nashim. Why? Rashi, Lav, Leguvayna Avida. What are you collecting with a get? Okay, we'll talk about the ksuba. But you're not really, the get itself is not a document of collection, and therefore Rabbi Shimon is going to say that it is not a problem. We'll see more about Rabbi Shimon, Be'ez Hashem, on tomorrow's daf. This is the Mishnah. Again, you need to write the date in the get. The assumption is that it has to be signed and written on the same day, and you're going to have the date in the get. The Rashbam, there's a machlokas in the Rishonim. Before we even get to what the reason is that you need a date in the get, there's a machlokas Rishonim whether this Mishnah and the Gemara about a date is even according to Rabbi Lazar. Edi Mesira Karsi. Right? Machlokas we mentioned a number of times already. According to Rabbi Meir, Edi Chasima Karsi, and it is the Edim that are signed, that are the vehicle of the change of status. So then, everything about the get is important, it's crucial, right? The writing of the get, the date, and not just the writing, it doesn't have to be Lashma, but according to Rabbi Meir, this is the mechanism. And therefore you would think that you have to have the signatures. But, according to Rabbi Lazar, Edi Mesira. So whatever reason you have to write the get, you have the Edim Mesira that could say when the get was delivered. So is this Mishnah even according to Rabbi Lazar? That is the Machlokas Rishonim. The Machlokas is in the Rishonim at the end of Baba Basra, Kuf Ayin Beis Amid Beis, Rashbam and Tosfos there both say Rabbi Lazar would not require a date. Kihechi Rabbi Lazar, I'm reading the Rashbam. Kihechi Rabbi Lazar, machshir le below edim, mishum taima de edim misira karsi, hachanami machshir le below zman. After all, says the Rashbam, remember the Mishnah we had already? It's the Mishnah later on in Daf Pevav. But if you remember the Mishnah we had already, we had it earlier in the Masechta, quoted on Daf Beis, Daf Gimel. Where was it? Daf Gimel Amid Beis. Right, the Gimel Gittim Psulin, the three Gittim that are Pasul, and Rabbi Lazar is Machshir. So what are the three Gittim that are Psulim? If it's Ksav Yad, or there are no Edim, or there's no date. And Rabbi Lazar says, even without the Edim, it is okay. The Rashbam and Tosfos say, really, he's arguing on all the documents there. Even without a date also. That's what Rashbam and Tosfos both say there in Baba Basra. And the other Rishonim, the Ritva, as an example, the Ritva in Baba Basra says, no. That Mishnah is Meduyak. It gives three cases. Ksav Yad, meaning there are no Edim, or there's no date, and Rabbi Lazar argues and says, no, even without Edim, it's okay. So he's only without Edim. He doesn't say even without a date. Rabbi Lazar also would require the date. V'lav l'meimra, the Ritva, Baba Basra, Kufayin Beis. To Rabbi Lazar, lo matzrach zman v'gittin. No, the Halesa. And he quotes that Mishnah. Alma lo palag Rabbi Lazar, ela beget, shein bo Edim. Avo beget, shein bo zman, modet apostle. Why? Delo ashkechan man de palig azmach edignu begitin. We're about to have the main sugi and shas for zman beget. You don't get any inkling or any feeling from the Gemara. This is only according to Rabbi Meir, not Rabbi Lazar. The Gemara should have said something. Gemara didn't say a word. Right? Afagav de edi misira, and even though there are edi misira, yavo'u v'yaidu, shema lo yu zechurin min hayom. Who says they're going to remember the exact date? They're testifying 10 years later about the get. They're going to remember the exact date that it occurred? No, you need the date as a raya in the shtar. And again, the Ramban and others all agree. And in the footnotes here, he points out that Mistama, the Rambam agrees to this. Why? Because the Rambam quotes the halacha of writing a date in the get, and he paskins like Rabbi Lazar, the Mesira Karsi. Right, so Mistama, implicitly, the Rambam and the Tur, who quote both of those halachos, must hold like the Chachmei Svarab. So that's the Machlokas. If you look in Rabbeinu Yonah, you can't learn from Baba Basra without the Aliyas to Rabbeinu Yonah. He's Mechalek, ironically. He's Mechalek. Within the Shita of Rabbi Lazar, were there Edei Chasima, or were there not Edei Chasima? Says the Rabbeinu Yonah, V'yesh lomar, Devadai, L'Rabbi Lazar, get she'ein alav ch'edei chasima. It's ironic. If there are no edei chasima, then it's kosher even without a date. Because if there are no edei chasima, then you're going to have to be relying on the edei mesira, and therefore they're going to know, and they're going to tell us what to do and what happened. Shara ya'isha titztarech lahavi raya edei mesira, v'stam edim mechuvanim edusonim edim ezayom. Machlok is a metzias, whether people remember dates. Aval, im yeshal of edei chasima. But within Rabbi Lazar, if there were edei chasima, then you won't have to bring the edei mesira. And the edei chasima might not have any idea when the date was when the get was given. Ve'non yodim mihem edei mesira. Shishim ugureshes ib edei mesira. Lefichach ha'idu edei chasima lalu. Shekfar girsha. Hilkach yilek azman paslina le'mishim basachoso. As we'll see. So that's the chiluk the Rabbeinu Yonah makes in Baal Basra, the opposite of what we might have thought. If there were Edei Chasima, then you have to have the gate date, because you might come to rely on them. If there were no Edei Chasima, then you're for sure going to rely on the Edei Mesira, and they know exactly when it was delivered, and therefore you wouldn't need it. So, three shitas, Machlokas, Rishonim, whether this Mishnah that we're learning now is according to Rabbi Lazar of Edei Mesira Karsi, Rashi and Tosfos say no. Chachmei Svara, the Ramban, the Ritva say yes, and the Rabbeinu Yonah there in Baal Basra makes the distinction. Itmar. So now says the Gemara. Mipnei ma tignus man begitin. So why do we have to, the Mishnah is assuming that you have to have a date in the get, right? Because it's talking about writing it too early, the ksiva, the chasima. Why do you have to have a date in the get? What do you need the date in the get for? As we said, this isn't about a financial issue, right? Buy financial documents, you know why you have to have a date in the get. You have to know, because to collect from Lekuchos, but why would you need a date in the get? So the Gemara gives two answers. The Rishonim and the Achronim ask 10 different questions. Why isn't this a good reason? Why isn't that a good reason? What are the two reasons in the Gemara? Because of the daughter of my sister. What does that mean? My niece. What is my niece? So the Gemara, basically, that's another way of saying your wife. Your wife who happens to be your niece, what's going to happen? If there's no date in the get, Rachmana Litzlan, says Rabbi Yochanan, if one's wife is Mizana, and then the husband has Rachmanis and doesn't want her to be killed, so he will say, oh, she was already divorced. She wasn't a nacious ish when she dad's nus, and therefore he will be able to save her life incorrectly. So that's why if you have a date in the get, so therefore there can't be any funny business with that. That's Rabbi Yochanan's reason of Bas Achoso. Reish Lakish Amar, Mishum Peros. Reish Lakish says, because of Peros. What's Peros? The woman brings in properties, Nichse Malug, into the marriage. The husband could, why is it called Malug? Malikas, to pluck. The husband could pluck off and eat from the Peros during the time that they're married. What happens if there's no date in the get, and one day the woman comes and says, the husband's been eating all this fruit for all this time, but we were divorced a month ago. And the husband's going to say, no, we got divorced yesterday. I was allowed to eat the Peros all this time, so it's going to cause problems with the Peros. So therefore, you have a date in the get, so the husband cannot say, oh, we didn't get divorced yet. Right? Those are the 2 days, Machlokas, Rabbi Yochanan, and Reish Lakish. A lot to ask, again, on this Gemara. Let's just ask a couple of the questions that the Rishonim asks. First, the Tosfos. Tosfos Mipneima. Lo Matzi Lameimar. Maybe they were Mesakin Zman, Kedesha Tuchal Lahotzi Ha'isha Minabal Mizonos. What if the woman is busy borrowing money in order to get Mizonos, and she wants to get all this money back? Honey, we weren't divorced yet. You owed me Mizonos. The husband's going to say, we were divorced already. You know, so why isn't that an issue? So says Tosfos. In any case, the woman would be believed even without the Zman. Why? Because she could just hide her get and say, we're not divorced. Right? So she has a migu. She has a migu for that taina, and therefore that wouldn't be a reason to require the Zman. I forgot to mention, just migu came up here. I forgot to mention earlier, I apologize, the beginning of today's daf, where the Edim have a migu that to say, they could have just said, she's divorced in front of us. I saw the Achronim ask an amazing question on that. We know there's a big discussion about Migu Bishnayim. What's the whole idea of Migu? Oh, you could have said. Do you say the Migu, that principle, by two different people? Oh, they could have said, but they're two different people. Maybe they wouldn't have been thinking the same thing. Could you apply the principle of Migu by two different people? So that is a discussion in the poskim. But the poskim say, the mefarshim say, here it's for sure would be okay. Because usually you have a different claim. That's if like you have to come up with some far-fetched claim of maybe this could have happened, maybe this could have happened. Here, they're talking about the divorce. It's not that you have to think about, oh, what could they have said? They're talking about her getting divorced. So that's why for sure here, migu b'shnayim would work. Okay, that's just a hosafa from earlier. But here Tosfos says, why can't you say it's about mazonos? Because she would be able to have the migu anyway. What else? So some achronim asks, what about Yerusha? A baal is yoreis ishto. So maybe you need a date to know exactly when they were divorced, to know when the baal is not yoreish, his wife. Maybe that's what you need to get for that. So he says, maybe it's based on the Rashbam. This Rashbam, Be'ez Hashem, we'll get to in depth tomorrow. There's an amazing Rashbam, Baba Basra Kuf Mem Vav, that says that Yerusha, the Baal loses Yerusha already when he makes the decision, or writes the getter, or decides to divorce his wife. He already loses the Yerusha, so you don't need to know the Ksivas again on the day of the Mesira, because he already lost it beforehand, as the Gemara is going to say about another detail in the coming lines. But that is another question that's asked. Tosfos, the other Tosfos, Mishum Basachoso, says Tosfos, Shlo Yechape Alek Shein Bozman, right? So he doesn't cover up for her when there's no date. Asks Tosfos, why don't we say anyway, she is Becheskas Eishas Ish, unless we know otherwise? And therefore, she's married unless proven. So the husband wouldn't be able to say, oh, she was still married. She was divorced already. Isn't there a cheskas eishes ish? So Tosfos gives two answers, which the achronim say have to be one answer. What are the two answers Tosfos gives? You read our Tosfos, we have two answers. Again, the question is, why do we need the day to say that he's not going to be able to cover up? Even without the date, he can't cover up because there's a cheskas eishes ish. Tosfos says, number one, kivan she grusha lefaneinu, because it's chazaka tahashta. Right now, she has the get. If she's only in the get now, so we would push back the present status as far as we can. Number one, the ode adaraba ukma becheskas ksheira shelo nival aksheishas ish. With the cheskas, Jewish women are ksheirim and they're not mizana when they're married. Two days. Ask the Pnei Yeshua here. Ask the Avnei Miluim. Ask the Ksos. Same person. Avnei Miluim and the Ksos. We always go by the Chazaka Demei Kara unless proven otherwise. You have a get, yes, but you have a Cheskas Eishes Ish up until today. So the Ksos and the, I'm sorry, it's in the Shev Shmaisa, it's on the Ksos. Shev Shmaisa and Shmaisa Gimel and the Avnei Miluim and the Pnei Yeshua here says it must be that Tosfos really means one big answer. It must be we would go by because there's a chazaka that woman wouldn't be mezana, that's why we're allowed to assume that the present status is pushed back. It's not two separate answers, because the first answer would not stand by itself, explained the achronim. L'chora nira milashon atosos t'shnei shnei t'irutzim heim, u'bekolechon mehem motziim osam mechazaka kamaisa, aval adaiti yef shalomar kein, says the Pnei Yeshua. You have to say both answers are working together, because they can't stand on their own. One final point, and then we'll continue. The Tosfos HaRosh here adds on, and what about Bizman Hazeh? Bizman Hazeh, well, we don't have Bez Din, we don't have anybody being put to death, so we still do Bizman Beget. Right? Why? Maybe we bought a base at Migdash. That's what we're worried about. Right? So well, why do we have to write a date in the get? Says the Tosfos HaRosh, two answers. Number one, even though there's no Misa to motivate the husband to lie, but there's still an issue of Mamzerim. He might want to protect his nephews from Mamzerus, and therefore he'll say that, oh, we were divorced earlier. And that issue applies even Bizman Hazeh. That's number one. Inami, or to know about when, if this woman is asura to her husband in terms of, let's say, Machzor Grushaso. That's also not gonna mean if she was Mizana with him, he can never marry her again. Right, she's a sota. But if she was not, if she was with somebody after, so then there's something more to talk about. So Teaser Olav him Zinsa called him Gershon, Avalachar Gershon, Muteras Lachzer Lo, right? She could go back to him as long as other factors are existing. But either way, that's the second opinion of the Tosfos HaRosh. Okay, there's a lot more.
Which is a derisa.
So Yibam, I'm saying, but either way, she's divorced now. She's divorced. I'm saying if she's divorced now, so then there's no issue of Yibam. To know that beforehand, maybe the brother died beforehand, and then, oh, I didn't see that. Meaning if his brother died, and then he'll give a get retroactively to try to make her, no, but if he had to, If he had to die. If he dies, yeah. Then it's kind of like a predated star before. So I don't think that's an issue. Okay, there's another important Pnei Yeshua just to mention, and then we'll continue. The Pnei Yeshua discusses, according to Rabbi Meir, we mentioned before, is this Mishnah even according to Rabbi Elazar? So the Pnei Yeshua asks, according to Rabbi Meir, shouldn't you need Zman Mideoraisa? If it's all about the Eidei Chasima and the Raya Shabo, shouldn't you need Zman Midaraisa? Not just because of these two rabbinic reasons. So he has an important discussion on our Mishnah just to be aware of, that whether a shtar is actually giving testimony, right? That's the Pnei Yeshua right here. But let's continue first. Says the Gemara, Reish Lakish, Omer, Rabbi Yochanan says, Pas Achos, Reish Lakish, just Peiros. Reish Lakish, by time, Elo, Omer, Rabbi Yochanan. Why does Reish Lakish not say like Rabbi Yochanan, Omer, Lacha, Znus, Lo Shchicha? Znus is not shchiach. We're not going to make a whole takana just because we're worried about znus. Whether Rabbanan are not worried about that. Says, ask the Rishonim, what do you mean znus is not shchiach? You ever read the first Mishnah in Ksubis? Right? Why do we have psulim says the MRV? So that if a znus takes place, he could come to Bezdin the next morning and complain. So that seems to assume that znus is shchiach. We do make takanas. So all the Rishonim try to figure out how to put together this Mishnah, this reason, and the first Mishnah in Ksubis. So Tosfos says on top, Pirish, Znus be'edim u'bahasra lo shriach. It's not so common for a woman to be chayeves misa, to be witnessed and to accept the hasra. That's what's not shriach. Znus might be shriach, right, which would create a surah labayla, and that's what Ksubis Daf Beis is about. But a public case of Znus with edim and hasra, that is what is not shriach. Number one. Number two, Tosfos also says on the second skinny line, Va'od, Tosfos says, over here, we're worried about, you know, saving her life. Okay, fine. But in Ksubis, we're worried about a husband living in sin with his wife every single day for the rest of his life. If she was Mizanet Tachtav after Erisin, that's terrible. Every day for here, what are we worried about? What about a woman who's not being killed who should have been killed? That's good. That's not good, but it's not the same type of chash as the first Mishnah in Ksubis. Those are the 2 days that Tosfos says. The Tosfos Arash here has another answer, and that is there's a difference between Erisin and Nisuin. To have a chash of Znus after a woman is married, we're not choshesh that. She's living with her husband. We're not worried that she's going to be mizana then. We don't have to be choshesh for that. But the case of Ksubis, they're not living together yet. It's after Erisin. She's still in the house of her, right, remember, the 12 months in between, as they used to do? So she's not living with him yet. So there's a chash of znus after Erisin. There's no chash of znus after Nisuin. That's a Tosfos Zerush, is very mistaver answer. There are other answers, but those are three. So that's why Reish Lakish doesn't know like Rabbi Yochanan, because he doesn't think that znus is enough of a reason to create a din d'rabbanan. For Rabbi Yochanan, my time alo amar kareish lakish. What's wrong with the reason of peiros? Kasavar yesh lebal peiros achas nasina. Because Rabbi Yochanan holds that the Baal has peiros until shas nasina, until it's actually given, and therefore there is no the ksivas haget is not going to help you anyway. The date and the get, because you have to know when it's given. You have to know when it's given, and therefore it is not an issue. And Tosfos adds here, if you look on the 10th medium line of Tosfos, even according to Rabbi Meir. Even according to Rabbi Meir, Tosfos says, look at the 10th medium line of Tosfos. Via filo Rabbi Meir, damar ede chasima karsi, omer rabbeinu tam, de beinan ede mesira. And we have this back on Daf Dalet already. Tosfos puts much closer together the Rabbi Meir and the Belazar. Tosfos says, even Rabbi Meir requires ede mesira. Why? Dein damar sheba erva, pachas mishnayim. You still need Eidei Mesira, according to Rabbi Meir. V'gam mefarsimin lahotzi kol shi pnuya. And to let everybody know that she's on the market now. She's a pnuya. V'yedu lukuchos lo nizgarshim yom haksiva. And so the lukuchos know. So again, we have to refer back to that Tosfos on the bottom of Dalet Amin Aleph, where Tosfos quotes Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam says, even Rabbi Meir requires, right, Eidei Mesira, right, Ein Devashera, Pachas Mishnayim, that's what he quoted, and this is, again, quoted, second line time here in the Masechta, Tosfos quotes that day of Rabbeinu Tam. We have the flip machlokas about whether Rabbi Meir does not require Eidei Chasima. The question is, would he allow Eidei Chasima? That was the machlokas by Tosfos and the Ran giving shot of the Rif, whether Rabbi Elazar is saying even Eidei Mesira work, but Eidei Chasima also work. That's what the Rif said, if you remember. And the Ranik said, because it's the Eidei Chasima would be testifying as if they saw the Mesira, right, or it's a different avenue. But that was one machlokas, and this is the other way, whether Rabbi Meir Meir would require Eide Mesira. Also, Bali Tosfos say yes. And other Rishonim do not agree. But either way, that's the line here. So now says the Gemara. Bishlama, third line. Bishlama, the Reish Lakish, Bishamachi, Kamach, Rebbe Shimon. According to Reish Lakish, I understand. Reish Lakish says the reason of Peros. So I understand why Reb Shimon is Machshir. Why? Because, as we'll see by the Shem on tomorrow's daf, the Baal already lost his ability to eat Peros right when he decided to divorce his wife. So therefore, if it goes from the day of the Ksiva, that's fine. There's nothing wrong with that, because he already cannot eat Peros. El Rabbi Yochanan, my time with Rabbi Shimon de Machshir, but according to Rabbi Yochanan, says the issue of Znus, so why isn't Rabbi Shimon worried about that? Why is Rabbi Shimon Machshir? Amar lecha Rabbi Yochanan, you're right. Aliba de Rabbi Shimon lo kamina. My reason is not within Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon for sure holds the reason of Peros. That's for sure. Ki kamina aliba de Rabbanan. My shita, I'm arguing with Reish Lakish about what the Rabbanan's reason is. Is the Rabbanan's because of Peros or because of Znus. Bishlam al Rabbi Yochanan, Hainu Diika Bein Rabbi Shimon L'Rabbanan. Okay, so now I understand. According to Rabbi Yochanan, I know the Ru Machlok between Rabbi Shimon and the Rabbanan is the reason for the Gzeira. The Rabbanan hold of Znus. Rabbi Shimon says it's Peros, but I don't think Peros is a problem, because you go by Shas Ksiva anyway, you lose it. Ela the Reish Lakish, my Ika Bein Rabbi Shimon L'Rabbanan, but according to the Reish Lakish, who say both of them hold the reason of Peros. So, what's the nafgamino? What's the rumach locus between them? Peire de mishas ksivat vashas chasim ikibinayu. As the Gemara is going to emphasize tomorrow again, Rabbi Shimon holds that you lose the peiros already mishas ksiva. That's why he machshir. But according to the Rabbana, no. It's only when the get is signed. And like most shtaris, you go by when it's signed. Why would Rabbi Shimon say you go by shas ksiva? The get's not signed yet. He could even rip up the shtar. Nothing happened yet. So, Hashem, we'll have to talk more about that tomorrow, one of our fun topics here in Maseches Gittin. Says the Gemara, V'haifcha shamin aluhu. But what do you mean? We have the opposite version of Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish elsewhere. De itmar me'emasai motzien l'peiros. When are we motzi for peiros? When is the chiyav of peiros? Rabbi Yochanan amar mishas ksiva. Reish Lakish amar mishas nesina. It's the opposite. So Gemara says, Eifach, okay, switch. Stop there for a moment. The Gemara, the Rabbi Yochanan's lashon of worrying about znus is that the Gemara doesn't call it just znus. The Gemara calls it shem yichape al bas achoso. Bas achoso. Right? He gets that from the Gemara in Yevamis daf samach beizim abeiz, where the Gemara talks about it's a good idea to marry your niece. We know an uncle can marry a niece, an aunt is not allowed to marry a nephew. Right? That's an issa daraisa. Gili arayis, and the Gemara even mentions elsewhere that is. There's no coincidence in Yadus, but this week's Parsha, right, Moshe Rabbeinu's parents was an illicit relationship, right? Yocheved and Amram was an aunt and a nephew, right? That produced Moshe Rabbeinu. So that Moshe Rabbeinu, the Gemara says, or Chazal talk about, that he always has a skeleton in the closet, no matter how great he becomes. His parents, I think it's the Chizkuni, that he always remembers that this was his background, an aunt and a nephew, Moshe Rabbeinu. That's the answer to a trivia question. Who am I? I am Moshe Rabbeinu's grandfather and great-grandfather, but I'm the same person, right? Levi, right? Because Moshe's mother's father was Levi. Moshe's father's father was Levi, right? So that's Levi, the answer to a trivia question. I am Moshe's grandfather and great-grandfather. But either way, this Basa Chosa was the opposite. That's the one that's mutter. An uncle can marry a niece. All the Rishonim in Yevamis, there, Daf Samach Beis, discuss why Dafka is it the daughter of the sister and not the daughter of the brother. They're both mutter, but like the Gemara says in our Gemara, begin, Basa Chosa. What about Bas Achiv? Why Dafka, you should always try to marry the daughter of your sister, not the daughter of your brother, which we don't do, Bizman Azer, really. Why is it Dafka, that one? So all the Rishonim discuss it. Rashi says, Vanosea bas achoso, ga'ague adam ravin al achoso, yosem en achiv. A person is more affectionately connected to his sister than to his brother. His brother, okay, you have a nice, cool relationship with. But your sister, it's more of a loving relationship. And therefore, the daughter of the sister would be a better wife for you then, because you are more affectionately connected to that family. That's going to leave for tremendous love for your wife. That is Rashi. Filkan the Rashbam. Tosfos there quotes the Rashbam. Hu adin vasachim. No, there's no difference. Can be both. Avo achoso naka lafisha mishtal dalto bedvarim v'shchiach shnozei bita. It's just more common. Because if the parent is trying to get you to marry, so the sister could probably convince you more than the brother can. That is the Rashi. So we have Rashi, you have the Rashbam, and then Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam says, Dafka nakad bazachos lefishihi bas mazalo. Because the daughter of the sister is in the same mazal. Why? Right, what does the Gemara say? Elsewhere, when you look for a wife, you gotta look at her brothers. So if that, the right, well, because her, the children are gonna be like them. So that's the from the brother's point of view, it's the daughters of the sister. So that's, right, like, why that, where do we know that from? We know that from Elisheva Basaminadov, right? Aaron looked at the brother to be able to know what his wife was going to be like. The most amazing approach is the Tosfos Yeshanim there. The Tosfos Yeshanim says, why should you marry Basachoso and not Basachiv? Because Rachmana Litzlan in the future, if the brother or the father dies, if you marry your brother's daughter, and then your brother dies without children, then you won't be able to do Yibum, right? And there'll be Hafka of the mitzvah, because it'll be one of the 15 Arayos, mentioned the first mission in Yevamos. So you have to be worried about that future case, about you'll be Mafkia the mitzvah, that's the Lashon. Da'atzi Lafkia mitzvah Yibum. It's amazing you have to be worried about that, or that it's not a good idea. Either way, those are a couple of the suggestions of the Rishonim. Let's just continue a little more, finish this up. Amalei Abaye L'Rav Yosef, quoting that Mishnah we just alluded to before. Mishnah later on, Daf Pevav. Gimel, get them soon, v'mnitzis ala kasher. So the Mishnah says, if you didn't write the date, it's okay b'di'eved. So Mayawilu, chacham etakanosan. The Rabbanim made this big law. You have to write a date in the get. But it's only dilachan chila. So what helped it? What good is it? Right, as the Gemara says elsewhere, im kein makoch bezin yafe, meaning what kind of teeth is there to this halacha? Answer, ahanu delachadchilo lotinase. No, it works on the lachadchilo level, meaning you're not going to get a sofer to give you a get without a date. So it's going to work. It's not just a bidyevin. Says the Gemara, gazye lezman didei v'yavi nila mai. But he could just cut off that. If it works, he'll get the sofer to write it, then he'll cut off the part of the shtar with the date in it. So why aren't we nervous about that? And the Rambam Paskins, that's mutter. If somebody comes with a shtar, with a date that's cut off, it's mutter. We'll read that in a second. Amar lei l'ramayim lo chashinan. You're right, we don't have to be worried about Ramayim. Meaning, maybe something else, it got ripped. We don't have to be worried about that. Right? We're not worried about Ramayim. Says the Gemara, Kosev bo, Shavua, Shana, Chodesh, Shabbos, Mai. What if it says a more general date? It says the month, it says the week, it says the cycle of Shemitah, right? So what about those cases? So Amar Kasher, that's also okay, that's good enough of a date. So how does that help, right, according to the reasons? So Gemara says, Ahan l'shavua tekameh, l'shavua tabasrei, right? It helps for the previous and the following Shemitah cycle. De'ilote mahachi, because if you don't say this, if you're really saying, how does it really work for the takana? Yom megufe, as we started off today with, right? What about the day itself? Mi adina ni b'safri mepanya, the morning, the afternoon. So ain't l'dav herself. Ela l'yoma de l'kamei u l'yoma de l'basrei. It helps for the previous day and the following day. So achanami ani l'shavua de kamei l'shavua de basrei. So you have to have a cutoff somewhere. So any date written is okay. There is a machlokas in the Rishonim, the Rashba. Here says, could the get say today? Without writing a date. Could the get say, I hereby divorce you today? Just like the Rashba quotes, if you look at Dini Mamanis, right, by Trishav Chakira, right, we always know, Be'ez Asman, Be'ez this, Be'ez that. What if Adam come into Bezdin and say, Reuven kill Shimon today, an hour ago? So we don't have to ask them for what the day is, according to some Rishonim, because it's today. You don't need more than that. So the Rashba says, same thing right here. Said the Rashba, V'chei nami, ilo kasav bo zman klal, elasha kasav bo, ani hayom gerashtich, kasher. That works. Da hayom oso yom, shehu yotze ba mashma, farihu ki ilu kasav bo zman shel ziyom zeh. Right, it's as if you wrote that day. L'shut the Giborim here says you at least need Eide Mesira with that, because you don't know what that day is. So if you have the Eide Mesira, they'll know what day is today, as is recorded in the Get. But that is that's the Shita of the Rashba here, and the Achron and the Avnei Milum talks about it. But this is the issue of Zman Beget. Okay, we'll stop here. Hashem, we'll continue more. Tomorrow we'll talk about the process of Gittin as opposed to Gerushin. We've got to talk a little bit about Shemitah and other issues that come up on tomorrow's daf.